Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist John Davis of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, John.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Right now, I'm sitting here in wonderful Champaign, Illinois, with about 8 to 9 to 10 inches of snow on the ground, and it was wet before the snow arrived. I can't envision right now getting into the fields at least for 2 weeks.
Going to be a while, I'll tell you. It's certainly a little different than a year ago when we had 2.5 weeks of 80-degree temperatures during the month of March. And the biggest problem and the culprit of all this is the overall pattern across North America, which continues to be dominated by a high-latitude blocking situation, and that is situated over northeast Canada and Greenland. And that is the feature that's producing, number one, the cold weather, which is actually encompassing most of the country, and also the active storm track, which is aligned right over the Central Plains and over the Midwest. As we look ahead into early April, there's no sign that this pattern is going to change, so it's more of the same over the next couple of weeks. Well below normal temperatures and wet conditions into the first week of April at least.
So short of you going out there with a hammer and a crowbar to unblock of it, what signs are you going to be looking for to let us know that the pattern might be changing?
Well, one of the things, there are numerous things that can alter that blocking situation over northeast Canada and Greenland. Sometimes the mechanism that changes it comes out of the tropics. Sometimes the mechanism that changes it is a realignment of the jet stream pattern across the northern hemisphere. There's numerous things that can alter or change the pattern here coming up. One of the things that we've seen here lately is that when we tend to get into very stable patterns, and this is true summer, this is true winter, this is true spring, that they tend to last for an extended period of time. And this is yet another one of these patterns that shows incredible persistence around the hemisphere. And, it is locked into place at least for another couple of weeks. Our feeling is that sometime later in April, whether it's mid-month or late month, we will see some breakdown of the overall pattern. But for the time being, it's just more of the same here across the Midwest.
And does this pattern also hold true for some places out in the western Corn Belt, which really could actually still use some moisture?
Well, they've gotten good. They've gotten much better moisture here lately across those areas compared to what the situation was, last year and into the winter months. So in areas such as Iowa and Minnesota and South Dakota and Nebraska, they've seen pretty big improvements in the situation out across those areas, and it looks like those areas will continue to improve based on the pattern.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, my pleasure, David.
That's John Davis at Chesapeake Energy, and he is in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.